Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron and John Rich. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Wednesday morning with the Phils. They did it again. Another late one last night. And the Phils with a really outstanding comeback. And then a surge there at the end, a Marshawn home run. We'll play that for you a couple times today because it was an exciting call from Scott Fransky and an exciting moment as the Phils obviously are closing in on, at the very least, a 2-seed. Still have a shot for the 1-seed. Now, Brewers won last night, so that's a bummer. But the Phils in great shape heading into October baseball. We'll talk about the Eagles extensively as well. 4 days to a, call it a mini showdown with the Rams. Heck of a playoff game last year. They played twice last year. Eagles beat them both times. But Eagles and Rams, certainly two of the better teams in the NFC. We'll get to that. We'll get to some of the issues with the Eagles. And it's funny, one, there's an issue because they're really good at it, which is the tush-push. Not a negative issue, but one that the country's frustrated with. And then the other issue that I think we're all a little frustrated with is the Eagles' offense not so good. And we'll kind of dive into what is going on there so far. So a lot to do, all of it with you on the phone lines. 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello there, Joe.
Hello, Johnny.
Flamingos.
Always full of energy at the beginning.
Flamingos.
I mean, my did you wake up like 2 minutes
coffee,
ago?
Have some coffee, John.
My God. Hey, put it out!
Oh, John.
No. Well, you got to do it. You got to say, bang! Bang!
Flamingos. Yes!
A little echo going on there, huh?
Yeah, it was good, right?
Bang! Bang!
What up, John?
Flamingos are pink on the inside, not just on the outside. And remember, this is because of the foods that they eat,
ooh,
the algae that they eat, the crustaceans that they eat, the microscopic plant materials that form tones of orange and pink and red and yellow. So the coloration is in the plumage, but it's also in the bird's tissues, in the skin, in the blood. Even the egg yolk itself is pink.
So I can't say how do they know because it's real easy. You just
kill
one and
easy
cut it
one,
open.
Yeah.
Kill it, cut it, boom.
Mm-hmm.
Say it.
Blam.
It's, you know, pink. Once again.
Like, you didn't even need to say that you didn't have to say that because
good.
We could all put that together.
All right, so let's get to it, guys. We got the Phils last night. Great job. They're going to be at least a 2-seed. Dodgers. Look, Ohtani was amazing. The Dodgers pull him out after 5.
Thanks, Dave Roberts.
Yeah, they're booing, you know, out there in L.A., they're booing Dave Roberts. I get it. I mean, Ohtani's coming back, still sort of coming back from a major injury because from a pitching standpoint, it's not like he's been extended to go 7, 8, 9 innings. But he was, you know, no-hitter through 5. He pulls him out. Phillies immediately surge, tie the game, and then ultimately win it late with the Marchand homer. So an excellent performance. And it was not ironic. It was a weird game. Phillies only had a hit in 2 innings. But they scored 8 runs and won the game. So make of it what you will. Great job by them lately. You can react 215-592-9494. Let's get to the Eagles' offense. Not good out of the gate. John, in your opinion, biggest reason why? And I don't want to hear from everyone, 215-592-9494. We feel good about the 2-0 Eagles, but much like last year, there's like, yeah, my team's winning, but there's a but. And so there's a little bit of confusion. John, what do you make of the offense? How concerned are you? Are you not concerned?
Wow.
The passing, the running, the offensive line hurts, the whole thing. The new coach, Petullo, what do you make of it? What's going on, your opinion?
I am not concerned about the offense at this point right now because it is early, because it is a new play caller situation. Even though Kevin Petullo is familiar, it is his first time doing this. And we do have to give him some grace. And we also have to give the team some grace as well in that we were told this is sort of their warm-up. This is the the ramp to the regular season that apparently in their mind now begins in October.
Right.
So that's what we are conditioned to believe is their approach. I guess we just sort of have to put our faith that they know what they're doing. But I think that the offense, yes, it's somewhat pedestrian right now. You look at what Saquon did in this last game, and hey, teams devote themselves to taking the run away. He had, 88 yards, averaged 4.4, per carry or something like that. It was a slog because it's two teams butting heads. This is how you win. You have to, fight in the trenches and see who comes out the better man for it one-on-one, and then the better team for it when it, 60 minutes expire. We were that team, and it hasn't had to have been flashy. We didn't have to put up the big numbers because our defense did their job. The whole idea of symbiotic, everything fitting together effectively. When the offense is moving the ball.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
With Saquon at that rate,
yeah,
because a defenses are doing a good job thus far.
Well, KC, listen,
stick with the run. Yeah. I'm happy we stuck with the run.
Yeah.
We did enough to win these games. It hasn't looked great
for
those who are looking to blow people out. But hey, we're told be patient. So what am I? Right now, I'm still being patient. I don't think it looks as great as I want it to look. I'm being honest.
Well, no one would say it's as good as they wanted
it
to be.
But I'm told it will be better, and I believe them, and I know that we have all the talent in the world and the coaching as well. So, two more weeks, I'm going to suspend my disbelief, and,
So I bet you a lot of people
getting a little bit better.
I bet you a lot of people where you are, John. I'm curious, as you listen to our show today and react to the first 2 weeks of Eagles football and sort of by extension last year, because we have 2 weeks, but we also have past years that form our opinion of what this offense is, what it should be, what it will be, et cetera, et cetera. So amongst a series of questions, they would be the following. What, in your opinion, is wrong with the Eagles offense? That is, if something is wrong with the Eagles offense. Because I'm guessing there's some people here that say, nothing to see here. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. So I'm curious if you come down on that side or not. How concerned are you about the Eagles offense? And what specifically troubles you about it? Hit us up, 215-592-9494. I've written down like five or six things that I think are all factors. So Petula's obviously coming under the microscope quite a bit. This is one of those ones that is trickier to, I'll say, prove 2 weeks into a season. There's talk of predictability. That very well may be the case. John, you've talked about the Kansas City thing, that you think they went a little bit more on the simple side because of the crowd noise. Could be. Yeah. Look, let's remember this. Eagles offense started excellent this year. First three drives, touchdown, touchdown, touchdown. So really what we're talking about is about a game and a half that it's been essentially inefficient, and a half a game that was incredibly efficient. Petullo, we'll see as time goes on. To me, that's not the number one. I think it's Jalen in the passing game. Now, I am aware the offensive line has not looked as good. I don't know if people focus on that as much. Ray talked about it with us earlier this week. I think he's right. I mean, to me, the eye test seems to indicate something seems a little off there. The Saquon thing, we've wondered about if there would be an effect after last year. Maybe. Okay, it's only been two games. Maybe. I mean, he has not, to me, looked quite as explosive. I'm not saying it's a massive drop-off, but he hasn't looked quite as explosive. So there's a maybe there. But
well,
I do.
He hasn't broken any off, you know.
Well, he
like
hasn't.
The
he hasn't.
Ones.
Yeah. But I do come back often to Hurts. I mean, to me, the thing about last year that stood out, or the reaction of last year, I think so many people hung their hat on how he finished those final two games and forgot the slog that was most of the season. Look, most of the season, he was exceptional in the running game. He was exceptional at not turning it over. And he was well below average in the passing game. That's my assessment. You may disagree with that, but I'm going to say it one more time. My assessment of the overall season last year, and to me it is largely held this year, excellent in the running game, excellent not turning it over, well below average in the passing game. That's how I see him. And that to me is the biggest problem with the offense. Now, others might say Petullo. Some might say it's a Saquon thing. Some might say they should hire Petullo. But where do you stand? Biggest issue is which one, John?
Biggest issue is...
By the way, someone might say KC's defense is really good and that's just why they got stymied, and it's absolutely not a problem. And I'm not saying that's an impossible answer, but it's not what I think the number one answer is.
It's not as simple as any one thing. I think it's a combination of Kansas City. We know Steve Spagnuolo is going to throw everything in the kitchen sink at you, and he's going to make it tough. That contributes to slowing things down, both by, you know, land and sea, you know, but you land and air, yeah, you know, so to speak. This offense is growing, and we have to allow for that, I guess. I am not worried yet.
Do you think the biggest issue is sluggish out of camp, that they didn't put much into playing in the preseason?
Absolutely. You think that's number one?
That's
another thing. They didn't do anything full speed. It's all walkthroughs, and you can't really connect with your receivers when you know timing these things up. We're talking about, hey, coach, why aren't you doing more like route site adjustments and hot routes and things like that? Well, they just haven't had reps at anything full speed. It's all been
They put in a lot of work in training camp. The starters not in preseason, but in training camp, they went pretty hard.
So, all right, well, pretty look, you be
but
the,
there weren't a lot of snaps with the starting speed. Offense together.
You
that
be
was
the, you be yeah, the judge. Total. You be the judge of what you believe the biggest issue is, and by extension, how concerned or not you are about it. 215-592-9494. All right, off and rolling. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, Big Show, Devin Seltzer, and Rhea as well. Your opportunity on the phone lines. We got some great prizes to give you today. All sorts of guests. It's going to be a boffo show. Plus the Phils, they are freaking on a roll. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie, it's 94 WIP.
It's never happened in the history of Benari Jewelers, but this event was worth the wait. I'm talking about their September financing event. You can dream big, pop the question, celebrate that special occasion, because when you make a purchase at Benari Jewelers, you pay nothing down and get zero interest financing for 5 whole years. Yeah, you heard right. Not one penny down and absolutely no interest for 5 years at Benari Jewelers. Imagine a $10,000 designer engagement ring for less than $170 a month. Those $3,000 diamond studs, just $50 a month. Zero down, zero interest for 5 years. Visit Benari during the September financing event. Look around, see something you like. Just divide the price by 60. Spread that payment over 5 years. You can finance the entire purchase price, including the tax. This is Benari's most aggressive offer ever, now through September 30th. The September financing event, exclusively at Benari Jewelers, Exton in Newtown Square, on approved credit. Some exclusions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.